कृष्णाय सचेतां नमः विनाशकारी मद्दृष्टि गोचर प्रभो प्रभुपाद स्वामी दोषा विवेद परिदूषित मंद बुद्धे संचिन्तयामि शरणौ तव भक्तो श्रीगंगाभूमि जनभूषण गौरलीला गौरांग भाव परिसारण मात्र शीला राधा मुकुंद पद पद्म मन विलासिन आनंद कंद गुरुदेव नमो नमस्ते ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। संभवा कवि अता अन्य अपश्यमान बीजं आत्मने कतं त्वा बहे विचिन्त्या तत् संभवा कविरतो न्यदपाश्यमानः तत् संभवा कविरतो न्यदपाश्यमानः त्वां बीजं आत्मनि कथं स्वबहे विचिन्त्य न अविन्द अवदसतम् अप्सु निमज्जमान जाते अंकुरे कथं उपलभेत बीजं तत्संभव कविरतो न्यदपश्यमान त्वां बीजमात्मनि ततं स्वबहिर्विचिन्त्य नाविन्दगौरसतमप्सु निमज्जमान जातेऽङ्कुरे कथमुहोपलभेत बीजम्।
कविश्यमानीजमात्मनि कथं सभहि विचिन्त्य
सम्बीजमात्मनि तथा सभहि विचिन्त्य
आविन्दशतमप्सु निमज्जमान
आविन्दशतमप्सु विजायमान
जातेऽङ्कुरे कथमु होपलभेत बीजम्
जातेऽङ्कुरे कथमुपालभेत बीजम्।
Translation: from that great lotus flower from which Brahma is generated, certainly Brahma could not see anything else except the big lotus flower. Therefore, Lord Brahma, diving within the water, executed austerity and penance for 100 years. But still could not get any trace of you. The reason is that when a seed is fructified, the original seed cannot be seen.
Tatsambhava kavirata anyat apasamanasyam bijam atmanitatam sa bahidvichintya. Labindat abhyasata afru nimajjamana jatin kure katham upalabhatir bijam. So, from the beginning of the creation, the same illusion is continued. Brahma, when he was born, created, he was created not by ordinary father and mother, but he was created and a lotus flower stem, he grew from the mother of Garbhodha Sai. Therefore, Brahma's another name is Ojo. He's not born like ordinary human being. Sambhu. He is also known as Sambhu. Everyone is born by father and mother. But he was born, of course, father was there, Garbhodha Sai Vishnu. But he did not come through the womb of mother. This is omnipotent. Lord Vishnu is lying on the shesha bed, and Lakshmiji is engaged in the service of massaging the lotus feet of Vishnu. But Vishnu did not take the help of Lakshmiji to visit Brahma. He personally gave up from the marriage. Therefore, we should understand that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can perform anything he likes from any part of his body. That he chant always, Angani Jasya Sakalan Diyavitri Manti. We have got knowledge, experience, that when a child is born, it has got a different source of being born. But Garbhodha Sai Vishnu wanted the child be born from the mother and not from the mother of the mother. There was no mother, but the father himself. This is called Angani Jasya Sakalan Diyavitri. Every part of the body, every limb, has got the potency to act like other parts of it. We can see only with the eyes, but God can see with his fingers. That is God. We can eat through mouth, but God can eat from any part of the body. If he simply touches his toe, he can eat. If he simply glances over the footstep of what to him, he has eaten. That we do not know. Therefore, we sometimes surprise that how is it that you are offering so many nice things, it is lying down there. How I shall understand that he is eaten? Yes, he is eaten. Simply by seeing, he is eaten. And because He is nijalabhapurna. He is satisfied by his own self. Therefore, by simply glancing, he has eaten and it has become prasada. You can take it. This is the meaning of Angani Gosva Sapalan Vijayabhutti. So, those who cannot understand the omnipotency, the skill of omnipotency, but they do not know what is that omnipotency. They despise sometimes God is omnipotent, but they do not know how the omnipotency acts. Here are some of the examples. Those who are devotees, they can understand. Non-devotees, they call this mythology. This is not mythology. It is all fact. But foolish people who do not know how Krishna or his confidential devotees act, they do not know it. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Jai Bhaje Sei Boro Abhakta Him Cha. One who is devotee, he is exalted. And those who are not devotees, they are lowly. He, cha, condemned. So, nobody can be exalted personality without Krishna consciousness. That is not possible. This is Bhadi Tamjeli knowledge. Rāva bhaktasya sukho mahata guna mano rathena asato dhāvato bhī. Those who are not devotees of the Lord, they cannot have any good qualities. That is not possible. Why there are so many big men, doctorate, I mean, so big titles from university. The Shastra says, yes, Rāva bhaktasya kuto mahatmanā. Why they have no good qualities? Because manorathena, they are hovering over the mental platform. They have no realization of the spiritual platform. Therefore you find all these great scientists, philosophers, they are simply concocting with mind. The mind has no life. With mind, you cannot reach spiritual platform because it is material. With material instrument, you cannot go to the spiritual platform. It is not possible. God can be understood. God is all spirit, and He can be understood by spiritual method, not material method. Material method means after the standard of mental speculation and mental concept. That is not the way. Manorathena satho bhavato hi. In the Brahma Sanghita, it also said, panthasya koti satavastha sampragamya vayu rathati manasu munipangavana Sapastija Prabhasina Avitinta Tate Govindamari Purusam Samahamaya. By mental speculation, mental speed, you cannot reach the spiritual world. Mental speed is very strong. Everyone you have got experience. You are sitting here immediately in a second, you can go to our London temple by the mental speed. Even by the mental speed, for many years, if we run over the space, still we cannot reach the spiritual world. That is not. But Krishna is everywhere. Krishna Annantarastham paramanuteha tarastham. As Krishna is being described, Vishnu, within the universe. So, he is not only within the universe, as Garbhodha Sai Vishnu. He is within your heart also. Ishara Sarva Bhutanam Vidyesho Vinakishpati. And not only within your heart, but as many atoms are there, the composition of your body, in each atom he is there. Annantarastham paramahatayantarastham. So Krishna is everywhere. But why you cannot see antat bahi avasthit? Krishna is within and without. He is within every atom. And atoms are there outside and inside. So antat bahi, he is here. Anyone can see me. But he cannot be seen to be undevote, not devote. He cannot be seen. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yoga māyā samābhutā. He is not exposed to everyone. He is simply exposed to the devote. Prīmānyana śrita bhakti vilo chanena santas hadai varidesh vilo. The non-devotee cannot see nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya. Unless Krishna agrees to be seen, you cannot see. It is not possible. You cannot force him to be seen by you. No, that is not possible. Sāmeva suratam. He is, when he likes, he will be seen by you. Not that. You can force him. You cannot say that now I am qualified, Krishna must come, and I will see him. That is not we are never qualified unless Krishna agrees to be seen by you. This is it. Nāhaṁ prakāsa sarvasya yoga māyā samāvṛtā. Everyone cannot see me. Yoga māyā samāvṛtā, I am covered, I am healed. By the Yogamaya will not allow you to see unless you are devoted. Therefore, Krishna confirms this fact. Bhaktyamavijanati javana jasyanu tattva. If you want to know Krishna, God, as he is, then you must practice devotional life. Then he will say, Vatyama, Javana, Jasyami, Tattva. To know Krishna ordinarily, Krishna was born in India in Mathura. He is the son of certain sir. He was a big man. That is not Tattva. Tattva means as he is. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anādi rādi govinda sarva kāraṇa kāraṇam. So for to know Krishna, there are so many Vedic literatures. We have to know through the mercy of the spiritual master. Tadvijñānātham sa guru meva avyacche. Everything is there. That's why Krishna is there in the Bhagavad Gita. But people could not understand Krishna. Now, we are presenting Krishna as it is. People are understanding that we are devoted. So, you have to go through the right channel, then you know Krishna. And as soon as you know Krishna as he is, your life is successful. That is the aim and object of Krishna consciousness. Simply, to help the people to know Krishna. This is only. Because as soon as you know Krishna, your life is successful in which way? Success is tapta dehaṁ punarjanmanaiti. This is success. this body should be the last acceptance of material body. That is us. Otherwise, if you continue, tathadehantara prati, these foolish people, they do not know that dehantara, there is change of body. Change of body is there already, we are experiencing. But they do not believe that after death, there is body. Why not? If we have got experience in this life, I passed through so many changes of body, from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, then middle age and old body. And what is next? Why do you finish here? It is common logic. Why should we finish here? There must be body. This is real reasoning. And Krishna confirms it. Not only yours contemplation, Krishna says, tatha dehantara prapti. In this way, you'll have another body. If Krishna is great authority, he says, from whom Brahma, the first creature, he learned, tene Brahma rida aditavai. Krishna Vasudev, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. He tene Brahma rida aditavai. He taught this basic literature to the heart of Brahma. He can teach you through the heart also, because he is sitting there, Ishvara Sarva Bhutana. Riddhese, he particularly mentioned Riddhese, he is in the core of the heart. He doesn't say the Ishvara is situated on your finger. No, within the heart. The particular place is mentioned. Therefore, the yogis practice, real yoga practice means to find out Krishna within the heart. That is real yoga. Dhyanavasthita tadvatena manasa paschantiyam yogina. This is yogi. Yogi is meditate. What for meditation? To find out Krishna within the heart. That is it. Not to show magic and gymnastics. No, that is not. That gymnastic yoga, that is not yoga. Real yoga is to find out Krishna within one's own heart. Prema jana surita bhakti. That yoga means you have to come to the platform of prema, love. Not that simply official practice you can see. You have to come to the platform without having love connection with Krishna. It is not possible. You may practice this hatha yoga or gymnastic yoga for many, many births. You cannot see Krishna. Krishna can be seen when you smear love ointment in your eyes. Prema jana surita bhakti jana. And that is possible bhakti, true bhakti. Therefore, why not practice bhakti yoga from the beginning if you want to see Krishna? And that is recommended by Krishna. Yoginamati sarve sam madhata antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati vijuma sami dhrittatamo. Krishna says, he's first class yoga. Who is always trying to see Krishna within the heart. So it is very difficult task. In our bhakti yoga, we can teach this art of seeing Krishna within the core of the heart in 1 minute. It is so simple. You are seeing Krishna here. You must have impression and try to keep that impression within your heart, always. Then you become satsangi. Why so much gymnastics? I'm pressing the nose. No. Take directly. If you are engaged 24 hours in the service of the deity, You cannot see except in it. This bhakti yoga practice is so simple. Therefore, Kanishadikari, those who are neophytes, they must take to deity worship. By deity worship, he is elevated to the position of seeing the Lord within the heart. This is very important. You can see he is there, but you have no knowledge. And even if you have knowledge, you have not come to that to see it. But if you practice deity worship, therefore it is duty of Guru to engage the neophyte devotee always in deity worship. Sri Vigrahara Dhanamittanana Sringaratanaman Viravasana Jiptasya Bhaktan Sanyajanja Kopi Bandi Gulasi Sanyanar. It is the duty of the Guru to engage his disciples in deity worship, in cleansing the temple, dressing the duty, decorating the duty, so many engagements. So everyone should be engaged. If one is not competent to dress the duty, everyone is competent. He can simply wash the temple and cleanse it. That will also. There is no difference that one who is cleansing the whole floor of the temple and one who is engaged directly in the deity worship, there is no difference. They are all the same. Don't think that I am engaged in cleansing the floor of the temple and he is engaged in decorating the temple as it should be envious. No, there is no question. Any kind of duty you are engaged, if you cannot do something which is hard for you, you do anything for Krishna under the direction of Sri Jana Master, he is the person. It is not that I have to do this, I have to do that. No, Krishna's service is manifold. If one is unable to take one kind of service, if Sri Jana Master can give him another kind of service, but both the services are accepted by Krishna. Thank you very much.